We continue, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, to discuss what may and may not be done in one's home, which may be a disturbance to the neighbors. The Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Nun, in the Chosh Mishpat Simen Kuf Nun Vav, Sif Be'ez tells us, one is permitted to teach Jewish children Torah in his home. The neighbors cannot prevent him. We can't sleep from the noise of the yeshiva students. And so is the halacha regarding any mitzvah activity that the neighbors cannot prevent them from doing. There's a tshuva in the Shas of Tshuvas, Shevet Halevi, Chelik Zayin Simen Reish Chof Dalet, where the question obviously is being asked, where somebody learns in his apartment at night, and he learns and his voice can be heard as he learns, and it bothers the neighbors, isn't mutter. So he says that even though we just learned the halacha that one neighbors cannot prevent Tanoikisha base rabbam, says the Shevet Halevi that this halacha is only during the day or at the beginning of the night. But certainly in the middle of the night, which will cause a disturbance to the neighbors in the time when people typically sleep, it's not mutter. Moreover, he says that if there's a shul in the neighborhood and somebody is learning in that shul and it disturbs, this noise disturbs the neighbors, since one can learn quietly, certainly by Tashbar, by Tanakish Beis Rabbim, he says, you can't teach children without noise. But an adult can learn quietly. And since an adult can learn quietly, he says, an adult has no right to raise his voice and disturb the neighbors. Same, he says, if there are people who are not well in the neighborhood, one has to take that in consideration and not make noise when he's learning. That's the opinion of the Shevet Halevi. Rav Menashe Klein, in the Shalos Tshuvos, Mishnah Halachos, Chelik Yudalid Simen Reish, discusses the same Shaila. And he takes a very different approach, and his approach is that even adults who are learning in a shul, and even if there's a group who are learning together, and even if they're making considerable noise, there is no isser involved, and on the contrary, he says that's, it's to use his words, el mitzvah v'chiyif. And he quotes the Gemara Masechet Erevin Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. V'amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Eliezer, kabayis shenishmon be'divrei Torah belayla, any home where divrei Torah are heard at night, shuv ein nechrav, that home won't be destroyed. Shenem v'lo yoyma ayelakei oisei noisein zmirois belayla. The night is time for learning. Even though, and he says, the whole shot in the Gemara is that even though when you learn at night, it's likely to maybe disturb other people, still the halacha is lenient and lets one learn in such, and lets one learn such a way. And he goes a step further. He says the Gemara in Masechet Erev and Daf Samech Hei teaches us, Vayivra Seira El Agirsa. Night was created because that's the time to learn. And then he also goes on to say that one is supposed to learn out loud. The Gemara talks about the story where Beruya found somebody who was learning quietly. And the Gemara says, Bot Shebe, she kicked him. Amrle, for she said to him, Loikach Ksiv, doesn't it say, Arucha Bekol Veshmura, Emarucha Bermach Evaram Shulcha, if you use all of your energy to learn Torah, Mishtameris, then you will have success in your learning. Vimlav Eina Mishtameris. So on the contrary, we see that when one learns, one is supposed to learn with all of his energy. And he takes this a step further. He says, the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, teaches us, V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Kabai Shein Divrei Torah Nishmam B'Belaila, any home where Divrei Torah are not heard at night, Eish Achlosoi, will be consumed by fire. And he says that the Marsha explains why specifically at night. Because at night when you learn, since it's quiet outdoors, so your voice can be heard. And there's a specific point that your voice should be heard when you're learning. And therefore, he says that the heter that Al Gemara speaks about being able to open up a yeshiva in an apartment for doesn't only apply for opening a yeshiva in an apartment for young children, it applies to everyone. The Shas Tshuvas Avne Yishpa Chelik Dalid Simen Kuf Tezvav says a big chiddush, a very big chiddush, that not only is it permitted as we're learning to learn at night or to learn in an apartment and neighbors can't prevent me from doing so, but he wants to suggest that one is even allowed to build a sukkah in his apartment, build a sukkah at night. Even though when you build a sukkah, you're obviously going to be making noise. You can build a sukkah, and it's, even though it disturbs the neighbors. It's a very big chiddush, because there really is no reason to build a sukkah at night when you could equally build a sukkah by day. Learning, even if you can learn by day, there's a mitzvah to learn every moment available. So if you can learn at night, that just because you can learn by day, you should still learn by night as well. So that's why we could understand, perhaps, when Rav Nachshon Klein, the Mishnah Halacha, says, you could learn at night, yeah, even though it maybe disturbs your neighbors. But building the sukkah, why build it at night if you could build it by day? And he himself says, certainly if possible, build it by day. But if for some reason you can't build your sukkah by day, he says you're allowed to build your sukkah by night. The Sefer Mishkan Shalom, Simen Yud, discusses many halachas based on this concept that we're learning about disturbing neighbors, what is mutter and what isn't mutter because of this. So he discusses a situation where there's a chatzar, there's a courtyard, where somebody owns more than one home in this chatzar. And he wants to open up more doors to the chatzar. He says, neighbors could tell me that I may not open up more entranceways to my home, because the more entranceways you open, the more people may use those entranceways, and my neighbors could claim that bothers them. there are Paiskim, in fact, that Paskin, that someone cannot bring more tenants into his home. Because by bringing more tenants into your home, you're going to have more traffic coming into your home, and people will be bothered with that. Unless the Paiskim differentiate between the people who I bring into my home, are they members of my home, become members of my family, so to speak? They eat with me. They become part of my family. There the Paiskim say my neighbors cannot prevent me. But if I'm just going to start renting out rooms in my home, some Paiskim want to suggest that I may not. Others want to differentiate where if I want to create, so to speak, a new apartment in my home with a new entranceway, with a separate entranceway, so what I'm doing is I'm actually adding an apartment here. If I want to add an apartment, I need to have permission from my neighbors. But if I'm just bringing somebody to live in my home, in one of the homes, that is permitted. Even those that take a stricter view and say that I can't bring new tenants into the home, that's only if it's on a permanent basis. But if I'm only going to bring them on a temporary basis, then they can't prevent me. However, one has to be careful that, in general, to be careful, to be concerned about the property of my neighbors and not to disturb them for no, unless it's absolutely necessary.